Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I appreciate you listening. I want to send the broadcast out today to all those who are sick and shut in and suffering. And I trust that the Lord will bless you through the Word of God as we open it today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Psalms 139. Psalms 139. And I want to read the last two verses, and I want to begin today a series of messages on revival, and maybe more so on the thought of a personal revival. And I want you to let God speak to your heart from His eternal Word. I don't think one saved person who hears my voice today would disagree with me that the number one need of this hour is an old-fashioned, heaven-sent, Christ-honoring, sin-killing, church-stirring revival. One that will work in our lives and make us different so that we then can make a difference in our communities and where we work and in our homes for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you as a Christian to pray for me that God will touch me and will speak through me to the heart of some of the listeners. I realize everybody will not do it, but you pray that God will give me some hearts that are willing to listen and to let God work a revival in their hearts. And if God can do it in a few of our lives, then He can work through us to stir our churches and our communities with revival for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, if you will, in verse number 23 of Psalm 139, the psalmist said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I want you to notice the personal pronouns that are given to us in these verses of Scripture, both in the singular and in the plural. The psalmist David said, "Search me." Notice that word. He's not praying for the brethren. It is not praying for the preachers or the missionaries or the lost world. He is praying for himself. He said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart." Not someone else's heart, but know my heart. And then he said, "Try me." Not somebody else, but me. And he said, "And know my thoughts." Again, I emphasize the personal pronoun "my." He is not concerned right now about the thoughts of others, but only the thoughts of himself. And then he said in verse number 24, "And see if there be any wicked way in me," not in my neighbor, not in my companion, not in my children, but in me personally. And then he said, "And lead me in the way everlasting." You see how personal this prayer is that David makes to God on behalf of a personal revival. And I want to deal with that for a little while. And I trust God will speak to our heart from His precious Word. And I trust God will do a work of reviving in your life. And I want you to pray that He will during these days for the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some time ago, I was flying to the city of Chicago to preach a meeting just out from Chicago, a short distance. As the plane banked and turned toward where we would be landing, I was praying. I often say it's easy for me to pray when I'm on an airplane. You don't have to be reminded to pray so much. But seriously, as we began our descent, I was thinking about the meeting that night. I had in my Bible an outline. I had on my mind a message that I was planning on preaching. But as we started to make our descent, my heart cried out to God, Lord, give me something. I have hundreds and probably thousands of outlines that I preached down through the years, and I could reach back in memory and pull out a lot of things, or I could go into the Bible and dig out other things. But I'm not satisfied with just something that I can produce. I wanted something that God would birth in my heart, and then through me birth it in the hearts of others. And as my heart cried out to God, God gave me a thought. It is a thought that is contrary to most of what is often said about this matter. I went in a pulpit that night, and I preached on the subject, this meeting is really all about me. Now, I know that's contrary to what you're normally hearing, but a revival meeting should be so personal that every song that is sung and every message that is preached, every testimony that is given, I am to look at it as though God prepared this service just for me, to help me in my pursuit of revival meeting. I should never look at a preached message with an attitude, boy, he got them. Or if they'd have been here tonight, he would have got them. No, it's not to be looked at as God speaking to others, but it's to be looked at as God speaking to me. Every revival meeting, and as a matter of fact, every church service that we attend, we should recognize that these meetings are provided for us by God so that God may speak to and work in each individual life. We should realize that God has something planned for each of us during this meeting. And if you miss a night, you're going to miss something from God. Whatever you do, don't miss being there when God sets the table that is prepared especially just for you. Well, as I preached that night, I knew in my heart that God had birthed a new burden in my soul. About a week or so later, I preached an entire 5-message series on this meeting is really all about me and what a meeting God gave us in that church. Now, again, let me explain, and I hope you'll stay with me. You see, number one, if you are a sinner, you cannot be saved for anyone else, only for yourself. You cannot be saved for your children. You cannot be saved for your companion. You cannot be saved for your neighbor or for your lost loved one. So if all you're concerned about is just them and what they're going to get out of the meeting, then you will miss what God has in it for you. But then second, not only in the matter of salvation, but in the matter of separation, you cannot separate for anyone else, and no one else can separate for you, just like no one can be saved for you. You see, friend, if you are saved, you are saved because God dealt with you personally and individually. If you are separated, you are separated because God spoke to you on a personal, individual basis. May I say to you, number three, not only the matter of salvation, in the matter of separation, but in the matter of surrender. No one else can surrender for me but me. And no one can surrender for you but you. And if you are ever surrendered, you'll be surrendered because God spoke to you personally. And you took the message of God personally, and you allowed God to work personally in your life, the work of surrender to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. That I mentioned not only the matter of salvation, the matter of separation, the matter of surrender, but I mentioned the matter of service. No one else can serve God for you. And by the way, you cannot serve God for anyone else. So if there is a move of God in your heart about service, then it's not dealing with your brother or your sister in the Lord. It's not dealing with the preacher or the deacons. No, it's God dealing with you personally. And friend, you are the only one that can surrender to serve God for yourself. No one else can. I'm sure every pastor that listens to my voice today would testify. If we as men of God could walk down to an altar of surrender for our people, we would do that. If we could stand in a place of service for our people, we would do that. If we could come to the place of separation for those who are struggling with the world, we would do that for them. We would even walk down the aisle for salvation for any sinner and every sinner that comes into our congregation. But are you listening to this preacher? I walk down the aisle myself for myself as a sinner. I came to the altar on the road to hell. I was not worried about anyone else, and I did not come for anyone else. But I was concerned about me, and I came for me. And I walked back away from that altar, a child of God, on the road to heaven. My mother was there. My daddy was there. Our pastor was there, and a number of people were in the altar when I was in the altar. But God was not dealing with them for me, and God was not dealing with me for them. I'm saying to you, salvation, separation, surrender, service is a one-on-one personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, dear friend, listen, I am not talking about ignoring the needs of others. Neither am I talking about being selfish in our service. But I'm simply saying to you that it's impossible for somebody else to do what needs to be done in your life or you to do what needs to be done in someone else's life. Every man must stand on his own two feet, bring himself to God, and with his own will, surrender to the will of God and sell out to serve the Lord Jesus Christ for himself. Nobody else can do it for him. Are you willing to let God start a work of revival in you today? And then he'll reach out through you to others for the glory of God. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Once again, it's anniversary month here at the Harvest Time broadcast. We began broadcasting on the first Monday in November of 2002. The Lord's allowed us to finish 6 years, and we're now broadcast over 80 times a day. I do want to thank you that's prayed for us and stood by us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. I remind you that without you, we would not be able to do the job that we're doing. Let me encourage you on this anniversary month that you take time out, write to us, and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.